Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. Listen, we are in 31 days of prayer, and we are on day 10. Day 10, can you believe it? Oh, my goodness. Do we need to even say it? Y'all know what's happening with time, don't you? We ain't got nothing to waste. Hallelujah. God is moving us on real quick. Amen. And I'm so happy to be able to share this time with you. I'm so grateful to the Lord for what he is doing in, through, and by prayer. I want to share something very specific tonight before we get into the word and in prayer. God is really dealing with his remnant in a very special way. There are a lot of things that the Holy Spirit has been downloading from the throne room of heaven concerning how he wants his remnant to live and how peculiar and set apart and different the remnant in this world is. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Remnant meaning there's not the whole group. Amen. But those that are chosen out of the group. Amen. And so we have been hearing from the Lord for a long time how, you know, every aspect of the life of a remnant child is very different than status quo. And it seems like in this season in particular, God is doing something supernatural like never before, oh my God, to equip the remnant with a mindset, a commitment, a conviction to give him everything in a fresh way, meaning our yes to God before was something. But this here right now is something totally different. It's going to have a domino effect. Amen. Your consecration unto God in this season, my God, I feel help, is going to impact everything and everyone around you. Do you understand me tonight, beloved? Don't think it's strange that the Holy Ghost is getting in your diet. Please don't think that's strange. Amen. Listen, I hear before, I've tried before, I tried to do this, I tried to do that. It didn't work. Listen, this time, you already see it right now. God is moving. See, that's why it's not by might nor by power, but it's by his Holy Ghost, that we're able to do what he has asked us to do. He knows your heart is willing and your flesh is weak. Hallelujah. He knows all about it. And so it's a wonderful thing that he's doing to give us, again, that strength, the commitment, conviction, the fortitude, the wherewithal to press on in and say, yes, God, and let him have his way. Don't you see the miraculous happening in your life? If you haven't seen it yet, you will. Do you hear me? I said the remnant is being transformed for such a time as the for such a time as this. Yes, sir. The remnant of God is being prepped and prepared. Ooh, to manifest, my God, like never before. What are we manifesting? Power. Shandaba. The power of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. The love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Deliverance, miracles, signs, and wonders. Praise our great God, y'all. Praise the Lord. So tonight we want to just continue to encourage one another, all right? There's so many different things to talk about. I'm sure the sale at Bloomingdale's, I don't even know if Bloomingdale's exists anymore. Y'all have to stop laughing at me. Amen. Macy's or whoever, Christmas sale and the, listen here. We have to be focused, remain steadfast, thanking God for every moment that we have and seeking him for what he would have us to do. Hallelujah. In every moment of our lives. Praise God. And that's just where we are, family. We don't have a lot of time left. We are looking for God to do some great things, and he has already begun, but we ain't seen nothing yet. And listen, don't you worry about the darkness. The darkness has to come so that the light can be made manifest. Hallelujah. Amen. It's in the midst of gross darkness that the glorious light of our God shall appear. Hallelujah. Through you. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So we're going to go to Psalm 33. Praise the Lord. And we're going to read there. And then we're going to go over to Psalm 150. While you're looking for your scriptures, by way of announcement, we will be here, if the Lord says the same, on Christmas night, New Year's Eve night. We're going to be right here with you to celebrate the love of God in prayer. Hallelujah. And also, I will be making more announcements coming up about the schedule for the new year, which most likely will be, if the Lord says the same, same time, same station, every Wednesday night, Let's Talk About Love, where we're going to dive right on in to the Word of God. Amen. And feast. Hallelujah. Get strength and be edified. Glory to God. All right, let's read Psalm 33. We're going to start at verse 1. Hallelujah. And read down a little bit. Then we're going to jump over again to Psalm 150. Let's read it. Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. I'm so glad that God ain't dead, ain't you? Hallelujah. He loves music. Come on, he created it. But he likes for us to sing to him and worship him with the instruments and play skillfully, loudly. Hallelujah. I feel sorry for the folk that don't like noise. Hallelujah. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all of the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as in a heap. He layeth up the depths, come on, how, in storehouses. Hallelujah. Let's stop right there. Then we're going to go over to Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. This is a very familiar passage of scripture. And it simply reads, praise ye the Lord. We're talking about praise, somebody. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. He's worthy of it. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound. Listen to that. With the sound of the trumpet. There's a certain sound. Hallelujah. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Listen to that about the sound again. High-sounding. High-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, what I want to point out in our premise for tonight before we go up in prayer is simply this. God is using musicians in a very particular way. Hallelujah, in this season. It goes back to the remnant of God that he is downloading and making great deposits into. Amen. To execute righteousness here on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. You're going to find mighty deliverance work taking place among musicians and psalmists and minstrels because we are coming to an understanding of what? That our bodies, amen, are the trumpet that God wants to blow. Is that all right? It's through us that God wants to release a sound that will match heaven and cause the earth to shake, the very foundation of demonic strongholds. I can't get no help, but it's all right. Sister Paige, I didn't want to pray about no music. Well, God bless your heart. But I'm talking, yes, sir, to the remnant. Woo, hallelujah. Who knows? Who knows? God has called you to release a sound. There are some of you that have may never sang on anybody's choir or praise and worship group, but in prayer, God is getting ready to deposit a sound down in your belly. Ooh, there's going to be gifts that you didn't even realize you had, honey. Why? Because this is the hour of the release of the sanctified sound. Glory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I want you to keep in mind that whatever we loose here on earth, you know this, is loosed in heaven. Whatever we bind here on earth is bound in heaven. We have a direct correlation, connection with God. Amen. So that what we speak, heaven backs. Glory to God according to the will, word, and purpose of God. Amen. And when we release that sound, there's a certain sound that God looks for, that heaven is waiting for. It sets off radar. My God, I wish somebody would get happy. The same way that Abel's blood cried out, Abel's blood had a voice. Listen here. If our blood speaks, Lord, have mercy. Can you imagine what happens when we praise God and we release the sanctified sound? Hallelujah. Listen, we don't want to just be making noise. Now, be careful, because in 1 Corinthians 13, we are warned through the Apostle Paul, listen, you can make all the noise you want. You can sing 10 octaves higher than the highest opera singer in this world. But if you ain't got no love, glory to God. And if you're not letting God clean you up, shandere bokus me, to prepare you a sanctified vessel. Come on here. What does it mean? What does it mean? Hallelujah. We don't want to be a stench in the nostril of God. Neither do we want the sound to be contaminated. Come on here. You may say, Sister Paige, I don't know how to sing. You don't have to. The Holy Ghost does. Hallelujah. He said, make a joyful noise. Come on, Shanda Daba. He ain't worried about your notes or your pitch or your tone. Come on. Huh? He's looking at your heart. So tonight's prayer, hallelujah, is for music ministries, for those, hallelujah, who God has called to write music, write songs. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord, who are waiting patiently for the Lord to give them answers concerning what he's been showing them in dreams and in visions concerning music. Yes, Jesus. Ooh, glory to God. This is for the remnant, those of you who God have given to serve, amen, in the music department and ministries of various locations. God is getting ready to break you out of the four walls and send you abroad. Amen, because you're not just called to sing, some of you. Many of you are not just anointed to sing. Hallelujah, but this is where God is teaching you how to worship. Hallelujah, because he's put his word in your mouth and in your belly. All right, hallelujah. So with that, we're going to begin to pray right now. I want to lift up one verse in particular, and it's in Psalm 33, where he specifically speaks of how we are to sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. Hallelujah. There's a sound that he's looking for, a skillful sound that only the anointing can bring, a new song that only the Holy Spirit can download. This is not flesh and blood. This ain't your mind. This ain't your stuff. Hallelujah. This is birthed, hallelujah, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So, Father, we just come before you tonight to give you praise, glory, honor, and thanks. Dear Master, we adore you and we bless you for your loving kindness and for you being so awesome. There's no other God like you, dear Father, and for that we are so grateful, because there's so many copycats. There's so many wannabes. There's so many that want to be like you, but there's none other beside you, dear God. We are so happy, Heavenly Father, to be called your children. We are so grateful to be called by your name. We want to thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes our sins away. And Father, we stand before your throne tonight asking that you wash and cleanse us afresh from all iniquity, from all wrongdoing, from all evil mindsets. In the name of Jesus, break every dead work. My God, every bad habit, remove it. In the name of Jesus, we lay it at the altar tonight, thanking you for your forgiveness, oh God. Father, we can't do anything without you. You, Lord Jesus, are our righteousness. And it is in the power of that righteousness that we come before your throne of grace, my God, to thank you. For even as you sent Jesus, you sent him to take captivity captive. Hallelujah. My God, you gave gifts unto men. You've given us so many wonderful gifts to utilize in the upbringing of your kingdom. And we repent tonight, because some of us have taken the gifts you've given us. Yes, we've taken your stuff. And used it the wrong way. We've misused and mishandled, yes, the blessings of your treasury. Yes, my God, we have gone into the wrong places with holy elements. Lord, please help me tonight. Father, for the almighty dollar, Lord, please help us. Some of us have sold our birthright. But God, I'm asking that you release repentance tonight. Release mercy, Kashebe, in the name of Jesus, just like you did for Samson, whose hair you allowed to grow back after he danced with Delilah between the sheets. Dear God, you had mercy on him. Father, I pray mercy upon your people tonight. Have mercy on us, dear God, in the name of Jacoboshitanamasi, in the name of Jesus. Father, there be those of your children who you dispatched, oh God, out into the world with your anointing, with your gifts, in order to win souls. Strengthen them that they will not be blindsided, that their vision will not be blurry, that temptation will not overtake them, but that they would take the way of escape that you provide in every area. Yes, God, we pray for those musicians, those that have musical gifts that are tied up in the entertainment world, who have signed demonic blood covenant contracts, my God, with the devil. Oh, God, they're the... There are those that don't even know how they got so deep in, but the money is talking, the fame is talking, the popularity is talking, but way down on the inside, they're not happy. There are those that are taking pills, my God, abusing drugs and being hooked on alcohol to try to ease their pain and their worries and their emptiness, my God. Move by your spirit right now to set free, heal, and deliver. Father, raise up your prayer warriors tonight, your intercessors. Oh God, as a Holy Ghost walks through the foreign land, walks through every nook and cranny of the foreign land to rescue your children. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, we cry out, we cry out. We, your people, Zion, cry out that to sanctify us the more, that you would consecrate us now to your service, Lord. We don't want to release no sister look cute. We want to release the sound that'll cause all of the earth's foundation to shake Yamabosha and expose the unfruitful works of darkness and destroy it by the power of your anointing. Father, deposit in us a sanctified sound. Wrapped up in your word. He comes to the Boshanda, baptized in Jesus' blood. A sound that'll break chains, a sound that'll destroy yokes, a sound that will penetrate prison walls, set the captive free, give sight to the blind, open deaf ears, cause the dumb to talk. Thank you for releasing the sound. Thank you for releasing it, God. Even right now, do it in the prayer closet. Father, do it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, not by might, but by your spirit, not by power, not by our own ability or the talents we think we have. Every good gift comes down from you, the Father of lights. Father, we want to offer you true praise. You said them that worship you must do so with spirit and in truth. Oh, God, fill us with the sanctified sound as we enter your sanctuary. Father, fill us with the sanctified sound that as we release prayers, as we release decrees, as we release declarations, as we release legal, holy legislations, the 12 o'clock midnight earthquake shall also be released. Divine visitations for those that need to know you overseas in a foreign land that don't believe you exist. Divine visitations, yes, God, encounters, one-on-one shall be released. released because of the sanctified sound. Help us to live up our voices, even as a trumpet. Help us to blow the trumpet, even in Zion. Help us to sound the alarm in your holy mountain with a sanctified sound. Thank you for the Holy Ghost so far on the inside. That'll cause your people to wake up and prepare war, to get their arms. Go in their artillery, pull out weapons of warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. A sanctified sound. We need it to conduct warfare. We need it to fight the good fight of faith. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on through. Come on through, Holy Ghost. That one that has been shut down. That has the gift on the inside of them. But shyness. Shyness and fear of rejection have overtaken them. Father, we loose those bands right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Be loosed. You a liar, Satan. Be loosed. Come on, send another bow of your shyness, of your depression, of your fear. God has put a sound deep down in you. God has put a sound deep down in your belly. Yes, God. I hear the Holy Ghost saying there's going to be a change of God. Yes, God. There's going to be a change of God. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of our God. In the name of Jesus. Devil, you a liar. I'm going to release this word in the name of Jesus. Prayer warriors, pray with me. There shall be a changing of the guards in the church house, in the local assemblies. I've seen it happen up front and close and personal, where there have been those that have stood before the altar of God, whose assignment it was to usher in the Spirit of the Lord for worship, to be a blessing to God's people as they prepared their hearts to receive the word. And the Lord allowed demonic attack to come upon them with the mic in their hand because they were living double lives, because they took the grace of God for granted, because they were living one thing and saying another. The hour of judgment have come, and it shall begin at the house of the Lord. For those of you that have been sitting by patiently, Lord, I want to serve you. I want to be a blessing to you and to your people. But you've been withstood by wolves in sheep's clothing. You've been withstood by those that were set in positions and in places because of popularity and because of how much offering they gave. God is getting ready to flip the script because he's put a sound in you that the world needs. He's put a sound in you that the community where your church is located needs. Your voice must be heard. The hand of God down in your belly. The word of God deep down on the inside has to be released. And God has given you a gift. And he has set before you an effectual open door. Let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. There are those of you that play instruments, but you may not be able to play as fancily as somebody else. God is going to anoint you. Hallelujah. Stay in prayer. Continue to humble yourself and seek the face of God. God is going to make you the sign and wonder that confounds the wisdom of the wise. Yes, you shall be that foolish thing that confounds the wisdom of the wise. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we want to thank you for releasing your word tonight. Father, thank you for your remnant who are being prepared, even in their health. My God, you're performing miracles in the physical man as well as the inner man in the name of Jesus. And for that, we give you glory. Father, we want to thank you for raising up leaders who recognize the difference between the true sound that comes from sanctification and the false sound that is covered with flesh and pride and wooing the crowd, seducing the people. God, we want to thank you for opening blinded eyes tonight. Father, we want to thank you that our praise will never be the same. God, that our worship of you would never be the same. Father, thank you for putting the new song down on the inside of each and every one of us. Father, some of us have been crying the blues at the cost of our praise. But Father, we decree and declare tonight, we are not going to allow the enemy any more space. We're not going to give him any more place to use us to complain and whine and murmur. But rather, we are going to praise you. We're going to use our voices to lift up a sound of glory to you, as only you deserve. Father, we magnify you and we praise you. We want to thank you for doing these many things for us. We don't deserve your goodness, but because of Jesus, you see fit to bless us, and we love you for it. Father, bless your dear people tonight. Father, remember every ministry, every church, every nonprofit organization that has been erected in the name of Jesus for your perfect will, divine plan, and purpose. Father, anoint those who are preaching in the streets with a new sound. Yes, God, new song, sanctified sound in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory and for your glory alone, Father. I want to thank you for doing it on praise and worship teams, my God, in the youth choir, young adult choir, senior choir, mass choir, hallelujah, psalmists and minstrels and those who play the instruments, my God, musicians of every sort and type. In Jesus' name, thank you for releasing the sanctified sound. God, we love you, and we pray for your blessing upon each and every household represented on this line tonight. Cover with your precious blood. Father, meet every need in the name of Jesus. Father, touch those who may be feeling feeble in their minds and in their bodies. Those who may be a little discouraged or feeling sad because they miss loved ones. Father, those who are grief-stricken right now, touch in the name of Jesus as only you can, my God. We love you and we honor you. We praise you and adore you for these many blessings in Jesus' name. We seal this prayer with his precious blood and thank you for the seal of his Holy Ghost, your Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, thank you for being with us. We seal this prayer and thank you that retaliation, backlash, and every evil work of the enemy is bound. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Beloved, listen, that's my time for now. You see how nasty the devil is, but he don't win nothing up in hell. Shanda, in the name of Jesus, because God is for us. Hallelujah. If God be for us, who can be against us? He didn't want that word to go out, but I'm going to say it one more again real quick. There's a changing of the guards coming. Hallelujah. God is flipping the script. Hallelujah. So those of you that have been thinking, listen, God forgot about you, get in place. Stay in place. Don't you dare come off the wall. Continue to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth and in worship. He's going to bless you real good. Zion needs you, beloved. I love you tonight, and God bless you. Join me tomorrow for day 11. Same time, same station. Bye-bye.
It is our earnest prayer that you have been blessed and empowered by today's program. You can contact MG Page on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. You can also write her at Let's Talk About Love, P.O. Box 1066, St. Helena Island, South Carolina, 29920. Until next time, God bless, and remember that God has a sure plan for your life.